wheel of infinity.
Anyone else notice that the volume on the selectmen's meeting was very high to hear?
Yes.
It was very what?
Patty, can you make a suggestion to the selectmen, maybe get a second camera so they can see like who's standing in the audience to talk? It would be a lot.
Well, they have.
They do, that's what that's for.
Oh, that's what that one's for now?
It's supposed to be, anyway.
The audio is, the audio's so bad, though.
I don't know what's happening.
Thought maybe put one on a side, pointing that way, or.
Yeah, but I watched one meeting and I think it showed split screen or something.
Oh, did it?
I never saw a split screen.
Or maybe it was just when the person, I don't know, I saw something with, looked like that was working, they were.
Yeah, but they'd switch back and forth.
Oh, when that person talked.
And I think we should get a podium for when people speak, that we can have a designated mic.
No, maybe that'd be better.
Yeah, and we could hear them anyway.
And prevent people from just standing up and talking.
Well, we might have to just go with that one, because this is just, I don't know.
The wheel of death?
You might want to reboot. Usually rebooting takes care of that.
Yeah, it's the trouble with those things. They're great when they work.
Actually, the video is really good, I thought, on that YouTube.
There it goes.
Ah.
That worked.
All set?
Yep.
Welcome to the March 30th, 2022 meeting of the Lyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding. Unless the board specifically votes to an executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes to an executive session, the reasons for saying shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you're having difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works for a prepared agenda. We'll be considering tonight's items in the following order. Minutes, new business mail, discuss the vote on proposed zoning amendments for town meeting, and old business. Okay, did everybody get to read the February 16, 2022 meeting minutes?
Yes.
I think you voted, but just didn't sign at the last meeting.
Well.
Just so you.
Yeah, we'll do the vote again,
yep,
to be sure.
Sure.
Well, I'll make a motion. We accept them as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Oh yeah, was that 2/22?
February 16th, 2022.
Oh, February 16th.
Me to explain why I asked for one of these changes to start off with. So I think when we first adopted medical marijuana, home caregiver grows, the state only allowed a caregiver to have 30 plants. Mm-hmm. Now you can get a license from the state to have a caregiver of 30 plants or 500 square foot canopy. And I feel like I've seen a 500 square foot canopy, and I feel like that should come to the planning board and get odor control peer reviewed, because I don't feel comfortable.
That's a big
issuing
area.
Those permits. Yeah, it is bigger than what I.
Yeah.
Right. It's bigger than 6 plants.
Yes. Or 30 plants.
Bigger than 30 plants. Yeah. I don't know how many plants it takes.
And so that's what prompted me to draft up these changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I want everybody to know that it came from me, nobody else.
Yep.
the way you suggested it?
Nope, it was just based on a complaint. And I had two complaints, and one was a home caregiver where there's 40 cars, the person says, per day going up a private road.
How many cars?
40 cars a day.
40 cars?
Holy cow. But I haven't confirmed that because I haven't sat there and watched it, but I think most people who grow at their homes don't want customers coming to their homes. There's always an exception to that rule, and I think 40 trips a day on a small private road
is excessive.
Should come to the planning board for review, not be one that I can permit.
Yeah.
That's the reason for the other change that I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Okay. Do we want to start with 631? First one on.
Also, I do want to add, this is the last chance we have, and it appears like it's last minute, and it is.
Yep.
This is the last night we can vote to send it to the selectmen to put on the warrant, and their Monday meeting is the last time they can decide to put something on the warrant.
Okay. So this is it?
Yep.
Just for the record, one of the things Paul and I noticed is there was no notification of this meeting on the town website. We both looked for it. That may throw a monkey wrench.
Well, I'm pretty sure I put it on there myself.
Well, if it's there, I didn't see it this
morning. Did you go on the planning board page?
No, we went on the town calendar. Front page and on the
front
calendar.
Front page, right on the back. Well,
it's on the planning board page.
Okay.
Lost it someplace.
It is there.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
Okay.
Just wanted to clarify.
Okay, so which one are we on now?
Well, we'll start with 631, principal buildings and uses. On A, we cross some stuff out, and in residential, one principal building.
Along with
accessory buildings per lot, being the lot size, setback, and lot coverage requirements of section 6.2.
So that gets rid of the limitation that allowed only one accessory building.
Correct.
Or use per lot. So you could have
a detached garage, a detached shed, and
so if you have a 50-acre lot or a 100-acre lot, you could cover 20% of that with buildings.
And you could have more than one principal use in, couldn't you?
No.
If that makes sense.
One principal building.
If you have a principal building, then you could have
one with accessory buildings.
You could have
a farm with cattle barn, hay storage, and equipment shed.
Right.
Well, now this isn't a residential. Well, the first one's residential.
Those are agricultural. I'm wondering.
Right. This is the residential.
In other uses that would be allowed in the residential area, would that be an issue? What other uses are allowed in the residential area where an excessive amount of buildings could be an issue?
Well, no. Are there any things in terms of office or something?
You have an in-ground, you have a detached garage, a storage shed, in-ground pool, and pool house.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's reasonable. But yeah. When would this be unreasonable? We would be faced with an issue where it would not be, you know, not be acceptable and not be looked at as a good situation where you would have lot coverage that would be that heavy in like residential area. You could have 20 acres in a residential area and just put as many buildings as you want on there. Do we want to
So you said before that there's a 20% limit altogether?
20% lot coverage, right? Mm-hmm. Buildings, and that's
residential.
Lot, parking lot, right? Is that? Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. I think you said, Patty, that
it's in. I read it from the ordinance. It's in section 6.2.
6.2.
Yeah, maximum lot coverage for buildings: 15% in residential, 20% in general purpose.
But we're changing that to 20%, right? In residential.
Yep, which I didn't type up on this. I missed that in this.
So I'm just look at the uses that are allowed in the residential area.
So we already approved this. We already discussed this.
Before?
Yep.
This one was discussed and approved?
December.
Okay.
Which are,
You attached the minutes to that.
Oh, that's, I should have.
Did we approve it, or we're discussing it?
Says the board agrees.
We agreed, but it doesn't say how we voted.
That's why we have to vote on it tonight.
Right.
Everyone is in agreement of proposing this change for 631A.
So, cemetery, just looking to see on our list.
Building along with accessory buildings for a lot.
Farming. So home, it says home occupation.
Accessory buildings.
Which is general.
Well.
And medical marijuana home production.
Right. I'd like a subsidiary or accessory buildings, something to delineate that the accessory buildings are subservient to the principal building.
I don't think accessory says it.
What is the definition of accessory building? Do we define it?
No, that brings me to a point I want to bring up later on.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question too. We should probably have a better definition of what an accessory building is.
Which is maybe more than we're going to do in one night.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we got to concentrate on.
Well, we do have an accessory use or accessory structure. A use or structure of a nature customarily incidental and subordinate to those of a principal use or structure. So I think we got that covered.
Yep.
Incidental, subordinate to. An accessory structure, I think, Patty, you said that they cannot have water and electricity. Okay, they can have electricity and no water.
So in the shoreline zone, they can't have plumbing because that's considered another dwelling unless they have double the lot size, but that's not applicable in this zone.
So that building, an accessory structure, could have running water and electricity, mm-hmm. which would affect
have electricity.
Sewer.
They'd have to attach to the septic, which we always make sure they have a system suitable to support the use. That's something that we do in the building permit process.
Okay. So do we need to elaborate that? Or?
I don't think so.
I don't say, it doesn't say that in there. It just accessory structures, but it doesn't limit.
But in a different section, it says any plumbing needs a plumbing permit and needs a septic permit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just put plumbing in and just let it go. Yeah. That's other rules that come into.
Okay.
What I'd like to suggest is we have the term accessory buildings. We don't have a definition for accessory buildings. We have a definition for accessory use or structures. So I would suggest we change accessory buildings to accessory structures.
What's the difference?
One, we have a definition, the other one we don't.
May I agree?
Oh, I see. Okay. One we can point to and say, here it is.
Accessory structure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Accessory use or structure?
Yep.
Change buildings to structure? Mm-hmm. Or are we changing the definition?
Well, we could do that later on. But.
No, I meant where are we changing buildings? We're changing accessory structure.
Accessory buildings to accessory structures.
Okay.
That'd be in the definition.
Same thing with 631B.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, building and a structure are the same thing.
I agree. We have to define.
So that would be where
on
page.
Okay, let me get this down here.
It's page 73.
Correct.
In 12, section 12.
And we're good with adding the 20% lot coverage?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll put that in there too.
Oh, okay, oh, wait a minute. Are you going to do that to the to section 6.2?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 6.2.1.
So that'll be, will that be a separate change? Or?
Yep.
Okay, great. Yeah, that'll make it consistent.
I'm sorry, accessory structures per lot meeting the lot size setback, should that read that meet the lot size instead of meeting? Kind of speaking in.
That meet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's plural.
One principal building.
Along with accessory structures that meet the lot size.
Yeah, I think that meet is better.
Or which meet the lot size setback.
That's okay too.
Which?
Flip a coin.
Which meet?
Which meet?
Mm-hmm. I think that's more appropriate grammatical.
Which meet?
Correct. Flip over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which meet? Lot size setback, okay, good.
And the same thing for 631B.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, why don't we finish 631A
and
vote on that one first?
Okay.
So do we have definition that we want?
Okay, so
in residential district one, principal building.
Along with accessory structures.
Mm-hmm. Nope, so. Are we changing it to structures?
I think we're voting on it.
Okay, but it's going to structures.
631A, in the residential district, one principal building, along with accessory structures per lot, which meet the lot size, setback, and lot coverage requirements of section 6.2.
Sounds good.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, that's what
shouldn't setback be plural, setbacks? Back, rear, and side?
No. Setback requirements is plural.
That's right.
Correct. Gotcha.
Thank you. Good clarification.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we amend 631A to what we just read.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Good. Okay, got one done.
Mm-hmm. And now on to B.
B. General Police District 1.
With accessory structures.
Accessory structures.
Which meet the lot size and setback and lot coverage requirements of section 6.2.
Mm-hmm. It says it has to.
Yep.
Okay, so it's going to read then B631B in the general purpose district, one principal building along with accessory structures per lot, which meet the lot size and setback and lot coverage requirements of section 6.2.
Mm-hmm. Lowercase O in one. Sorry.
And I can take that and between lot size and setback and make it a comma, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right.
Okay, any discussion on this?
I move that we adopt as read.
Second.
All in favor of adopting 631B as read?
Aye.
Aye.
Voted. Okay, good.
Take out the strike in the B.
Okay, C, what do we got?
The number of buildings and uses in a commercial residential district will be determined by the maximum total lot coverage requirements of section 6.2.
Straightforward.
Except 6.2 also includes residential and general purpose.
And commercial.
Okay, so that ties it all back.
Okay, yep.
63.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that covers everything on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make a motion. We accept it as read.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor on 631C.
Aye.
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 Okay. Can we vote on changing section 6.2 to 20% lot coverage?
Yeah, we should do that.
Yep.
So moved.
That would be for residential.
That's right.
Yep. A second.
Any discussion? All in favor of changing 6.2.1D to 20%?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Okay, 183. This is about the contract zoning.
Well, can we change, this wouldn't have to be voted on, but the formatting, we were going to make that a section 1.9.
The only thing is, it is an amendment to zoning, so it should be under 1.8 as an amendment, because it is an amendment.
It is an amendment procedure?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That's the only reason I hadn't done it yet, and I keep forgetting to say anything.
Okay. Then we, yeah, maybe fix the formatting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8.3. Okay. Well, so that as is. 1.3. Okay.
May I make just a comment? I'm not trying to mess things up, but if we, the way that...
Well, which one are we talking about, Don?
Okay, we're talking about the second one. That would be the section 183F.
Okay.
Okay. May I call your attention to 183B, which right the fourth line from the bottom. I'll just read it. It says, areas rezoned under this provision shall be consistent with, and it's got those words in there, but not limited to the existing and permitted, whether permitted or with state plan approved conditional uses within a zoning district. So if we, it's recommended here to take out the words but not limited to in section F. If we do that, we ought to also recommend taking that out in section B. Just so there's no inconsistency.
We'll start with that one then.
That takes out the but not limited to. This also takes out the unusual nature of location.
Yep.
And then it adds that one requirement, which will have, and the numbering would have to be changed too, but I don't think that's an issue. I think that's a good...
Okay, so we're going to start out with 183B, and we want to take out, I'm not limited to.
Yeah, from fourth line from the bottom.
Fourth line from the bottom. So it would end up areas rezoned under this provision shall be consistent with the existing and permitted. Any more discussion on that?
Did we have a motion?
No, we haven't made a motion yet. But well, I'll make a motion that we strike that from 183B.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor of striking?
We're looking at contract zoning, which says consistent with the existing or permitted. However, we're an inclusive zoning. So if it's not stated, it's allowed, it's automatically disallowed. So it's not existing or permitted because it's been disallowed. Where contract zoning gives us the authority to...
take a permitted use in one zone and allow it in another zone.
Yeah.
That's what it does. And that's what that wording says.
Yeah,
it does. But not limited to opens it up to anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
And that was contradictory to that. Yeah. If a use is not listed, it's prohibited.
Yeah, and that was also... was not in the state law.
Not consistent with the state.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify in my own mind. Okay, I'm all set.
So we had a motion and a second.
Yeah.
All in favor of striking that from 183B?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. So now we're going down to 183F.
Read up on two.
Okay, and we took out that first one.
Yep.
So these will all get renumbered.
So the first one looks like we want to strike it.
Yep.
I would still like to keep it in just in case we run into something we're not currently aware of.
But see, this is where I find the problem. Everybody thinks their land is special.
Of course it is.
And we have no definition of what special is, or unusual nature.
Right.
So that's where we run into the problem, Kelly.
Yeah.
I think, too, what was intended was not that the land is unusual, but the purpose in the proposed area is out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's not what this says.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
So And you're striking it all together.
Right. That's, it's very subjective.
Yeah, that's the problem I had with it, and I've said too many times, I think, in the public, or in our last meeting, whatever it was, that it's the words unusual nature that were throwing me.
Yep.
And I know we did vote for two, at least two, I can only remember two, maybe there were three contract zones before, and we were talked ourselves into, or we were convinced by the applicant that the land was unusual. Mm-hmm. But if you say somebody's land is unusual, then it's hard, and you made that point at the I think at the meeting. Mm-hmm. Then somebody else says, well, if their land is unusual, why isn't mine? And then you end up with a very subjective, and then it becomes almost like a personal feeling whether you think it should or shouldn't, and that's not the way we have been doing business.
It's too ambiguous, striking.
Too ambiguous.
Yeah, it just opens up for...
all right, so I'm going to make a motion that we strike number one from 183F.
Second.
Is there any more discussion? All in favor of striking number one?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Okay, then we got number three.
Right.
It's consistent with, and we wanted to strike but not limited to, and we just struck that in 183.
Mm-hmm. B.
B.
Right.
So I think for consistency, we should strike that too. And,
yep, agreed. Mm-hmm.
And it, but that does open it up for everything. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is...
No, it doesn't open
it. Well, no, if it's there, it opens
right.
it up
That's
for everything.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to leave that in there. We don't want to leave that. Did you make a motion?
I did not.
Oh, I make a motion that we eliminate the but not limited to from the wording is consistent with existing uses.
In 183.3.
183.
Which will we come to?
F3.
Yeah.
Second.
Is there any more discussion? All in favor of striking but not limited to from 183F3?
Aye.
Aye.
And then on number five, 183F5, we're adding a little bit to it. We'll have beneficial effects on the town as a whole, which would not result if the property were developed under the existing zoning district designation.
That's a little bit subjective, beneficial effects. I do think there should be, I mean, in the previous ones we did approve, there were, I guess you'd say there were beneficial effects in that it allowed some uses that would potentially benefit inhabitants of the town. And also the tax structure. I mean, the Funky Bow, you could say that
yes.
benefits the town because there's a, you know, it's a recreational facility in a sense. Mm-hmm. And then the same with this on the Hill Brewery, if ever it gets going.
Right, so, but I think we probably we should consider more the burden on the town if this
goes through,
right? Is there an impact on municipal services.
Well, if it does, that's not beneficial.
So maybe, right, it's not beneficial. So if there's an impact on services, but the revenue from that the town will receive from the taxes or the permits or whatever, the fees that they pay supersedes that and it's a benefit, then that would be a reason to vote yes in favor of the...
It gives you would give you a chance to evaluate one versus the other, I guess. If we had the... problem is a lot of times is we don't have good information.
Right.
I mean, we know somebody can say, well, the estimated tax revenue is this, but then they can't define the possible impact on the school system.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's almost an unknown.
Or the potential long-term negative effect on property values.
Well, that's another one.
That's another one, too.
Depending on what it is.
So the applicant should provide some kind of a study, you know, that would...
Well, I think this allows the planning board to ask the applicant, okay, you're proposing this change, which for this particular property and this particular zone. Now, this use is allowed in another zone, so we accept that. But you know, how's this going to help the town if we recommend approval of this? And they have to come up and say, well, it's going to do this, this, and this, and we have to say, do we agree with that or not? So, I mean, it gives some leeway.
To what extent do we have certainty that these beneficial effects will occur?
Well, that's another point.
And that's so, where, if it gets passed and they come back for the site review, you implement conditions to make them happen. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's how I see it. I mean,
yeah.
What would you think about the language reading, will have probable beneficial effects for the town as a whole, which would not otherwise result if the property were developed under existing zoning district designation?
That's pretty good weasel words.
It's probable problematic.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So
probable.
It's probably problematic because we don't know the probability of this development being successful or following through being beneficial. Mm-hmm. We want them to say we have a long thought out plan and this is how we see the town benefiting from us developing this in this place.
Okay. Likely?
We'll have likely beneficial effects.
I just like having beneficial effects. Mm-hmm. Let's not leave it.
Put a burden on them to.
Put a burden on them. They're coming to the town. We want changes.
You're asking for comparison between developing it in this zone as opposed to developing in the zone where it was intended, which would be, like, for example, commercial.
Well, so I can see it as the special development in this area would be more beneficial for the town than what is permitted there. What the, go with the business as opposed to just building houses there. Follow me on that?
Yeah, but do you think that's stated in here?
Because I think that's what that says.
That's the intent. That's how I read that.
Yeah, that's what it says. But does this say that to you?
Yeah.
So I'm reading this as if it'll, let's say, take taxes. So if they develop it here, we'll get more taxes. We'll get more tax revenue than if they developed it in the commercial zone where it's permitted. That's how I'm reading this. And I'm not sure that would be a true statement because commercial property usually is taxed at a higher rate.
So this, it's saying we'll have beneficial effects on the town as a whole, which would not result, the benefits would not result if the property we're talking about were developed under existing zoning designation.
Yeah, could do.
So if it's in the residential zone and mostly all you can have is houses or professional offices, and they want to put, they have.
Just more, say an ice cream parlor that people could walk to.
Right.
Or something, I mean.
Yeah, so thinking a restaurant down in the village area here where it could be a community gathering place, people can walk to it.
But they could not do that unless.
On the current zoning.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you get out of church, you walk over and have brunch. Something, whatever.
Right, I mean.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
If the property were developed under the existing zoning district
designation. Right, and they would be here because they couldn't do it.
Existing zoning district designation apply to the where the contract zone is going to be used?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Being used as a
So if they were going to do it up here in town, it would be the residential. Mm-hmm. And it weren't allowed in residential.
Okay.
Would everyone be okay changing the on to 4 and inserting otherwise after would not?
We'll
have beneficial effects for the town as a whole, which would not otherwise result if the property were developed under existing zoning district designation.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, it's clear.
Yes.
So, we'll have beneficial effects for the town as a whole, which would not otherwise result if the property were developed under the existing zoning district designation. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to make a motion to accept 183F5. As we just read it.
I'll second that.
So any more discussion?
Yep. Instead of renumbering 2, 3, 4, 5, why don't we just strike one, put five instead of one, as that's one of the principal criterias. So the 2, 3, 4 will remain the same. We'll just move proposed five into the one slot. Hmm. Is this going to be beneficial to the town?
I'll make that the most important one.
Yeah, we could do that.
You okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So we had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And all in favor of making 183F5, 183F1?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good. Can I mention one other thing?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll just mention, I don't want to go into it now, but just a point of thought anyway. Remember, I think Patty sent out the Alfred contract zoning. I would suggest we see how this works, but that had some other interesting features in it with respect to contract zoning.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major ones that it had to go to a town vote, which was basically saying if you're changing the zoning ordinance for a particular area, we want it to be voted on, each one of them to be voted on. So
I actually think that's a good idea.
It's not a bad, I think it's a good idea, but I don't know that we have, I don't think there's
time to
massage the words to make that happen at this time, since we're on a bit of a time schedule. So just put that, I would say, we'll see if we get any more. And then the other thing that the Alfred one did was it didn't seem to have the ability for the select board to override the planning board, which has not happened in contract zoning yet, or I hope it doesn't, but the way that our zoning ordinance is currently written, mm-hmm. that could happen. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility. Maybe it's an extreme possibility, too.
So we're ready to move on to 1022?
Anyway,
1022?
My 2 cents. Get off. Yeah, let's go to the next one. Let's get this moving.
Section 1022A, number 4, something that is being added. The home production facility is limited to caregivers with a license from the state of Maine for 30 plants.
These are the ones that the code officer can issue.
Yep.
And I really think it should have that limitation. Otherwise, it should go to the
planning board. Yep. And I'm going to make a motion we accept 1022A number 4 as it's written.
Well, we need a second before we can discuss it.
Second.
I would suggest for up to 30 plants. Otherwise, the permit is for 30 plants, not 29, 27.
There's a license from the state of Maine for 30 plants or 500 square foot canopy.
Is it for 30 plants or up to 30 plants?
It's the license from the state of Maine. I don't know if the license says for up to 30 plants, but the license that I saw said 30 plants or 500 square foot canopy. I think this is clear enough.
Yeah, the maximum they can have is 30.
Yeah.
And recreational use is what, 3? Oh, 6 or 5 or something like that. So anything beyond that would be medical marijuana, and they need a license for it.
Or 8 pounds for personal consumption. Ridiculous.
So we had a motion and a second for 1022A number 4. Is there any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now we're down to 1022A number 6. And we're going to strike something. It says medical marijuana shall be distributed to medical marijuana patients by delivery or at a dispensary and shall not be sold directly to patients at the home.
Yeah, that.
Disregard the strike through number 6. And that still will remain number 6.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the definition of, I wonder if I put it in here, home occupation caregiver, home production caregiver. Says growing, cultivating, processing, and or storing medical marijuana by a registered medical marijuana caregiver. The definition doesn't say sales, but our ordinance says sales, but I don't think people in residential area want 40 people a day.
No.
Definitely not.
I don't think so.
And most people who have it in their home don't want customers.
No.
But for those that...
Yeah, I think this is good. It's clear.
I'm going to make a motion for 1022A, number 6, to strike within an enclosed building, drive-through, drive-up window, or services prohibited. And leave it as we read it.
Second.
Is there any more discussion on number 6, 1022A, 6? All in favor of striking that?
Aye.
Okay, then we're over to 1022A, number 10.
This so, we, I want to add why I want to add this.
Okay.
We, in our site plan review, we've done a couple. And one of the conditions we put was if there's an odor detected that isn't resolved in 5 days,
right. The
code officer will shut it down. Because they agreed to that condition, we can put it. But without that being in the ordinance, I can't just randomly go to a place and say, you have 5 days. But this will give me that authority.
I'll give you that.
So I'm going to read it for everybody. A complaint of odor shall be investigated by the code enforcement officer. If the code enforcement officer confirms there is odor crossing the property line to abutting properties, the code enforcement officer has the authority to require remediation within 5 days of the confirmed odor complaint. The code enforcement officer has the authority to rescind the permit of a home production that does not comply with the enforcement order. A rescind permit may only be renewed with approval by the planning board. Mm-hmm. Did I hear a motion or anything?
Move to adopt.
Second.
Is there any more discussion on number 10? All in favor of adopting number 10?
Aye.
Aye.
So we're down to 1022A, number 12, which is to be struck. It's dispensing of medical marijuana to medical marijuana patients. It shall not take place prior to 7 a.m. or later than 8 p.m. on any day. And we want to strike that because we don't want dispensing at the homes.
Move to adopt as proposed. Striking that.
I'll second that, Joe. Is there any more discussion on number 12? All in favor of striking that?
Aye.
Aye.
And if they want a dispense from their home, they can come to the planning board and apply under the production facility.
Yep.
That puts more, we have more control for peer review and all that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what's number 13 becomes number 12.
Yes.
Yeah, the numbering on this is a little off. I mean, it'll...
So now we'll go over to 1022B, number 8. This is something that's being added. There shall be no dispensing or sales of medical marijuana from a property which is located on a private road unless the owner can provide documentation of participation in the road association to pay proportionally to the maintenance and upkeep of the road. Otherwise, dispensing of product which is grown on a property located on a private road shall be done from a facility approved as a dispensary.
Okay, now dispensing, let me just make sure, ask a question here. Let's say we had a medical marijuana facility on a private road. If they grew their product on the private road and then took it someplace else for...
That's dispensing somewhere else.
Processing, yep. That wouldn't come under this.
Right.
Yeah.
It's only if you have somebody come and buy it or if you sell it to them, basically.
From that site. And that's where the traffic can be if people decide to do that, if they have...
Oh, yeah. Could be.
That's right.
Could be significant.
So I'll make a motion that we accept number 8 as written.
Second.
Is there any more discussion on 1022B, number 8?
That kind of conflicts with the one that we just did on 1022A6, saying that there should be no distribution from the medical marijuana. And now
home
we're saying
caregiver. Home caregiver. We're now in the
production
facility.
Okay.
It's a bigger operation.
How can we dictate what happens on a private road?
Only if the ordinance says we do. That's how. Without that, we have no
jurisdiction at all.
We have no, and that's.
Well, it goes by zone, though. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're on a private road, you're still under the rules of the zoning.
So right now, we have no control over big businesses on private roads, because our ordinance doesn't say anything about that.
Yeah.
Even if it's a, even it's a permitted use in a zone, so they have a permit to operate there, but don't they still have to follow the same rules that everyone has to? The zoning rules?
Yes.
They do, but there's no rule on this.
We don't have anything.
This would be the rule.
Right. This gives us more.
Right, oh, okay.
Anything underlines moves the seal.
Yeah.
The only thing else we could do, I think, is if there were a new applicant, we could say, we could require a traffic study, and we maybe could put a condition or something about traffic, but that's pretty hard to enforce.
It is.
Yeah, but I think that.
I think this is the way to go, because it covers all of that.
Yeah. So how do we force them to enact a private road association?
Well, they have to provide documentation for it, so if they can't, if there's none to be to joining, they can't. They can't go through with this. They're denied.
Yeah, I mean, I live on a private road, and there's no way that you get anybody to sign anything.
Yeah, we don't have an association on ours either.
So then they wouldn't be able to do this.
No, it wouldn't be able to.
Well, they wouldn't be able to dispense or sell.
And we're only talking about dispensing.
Right.
The major traffic is for these.
Yeah, they can still grow.
Not talking about growing or processing.
Right.
That you have a handful of employees come in and do their work,
right.
But you don't have that traffic from selling.
They can still dispense, but they have to deliver.
Yeah, that's what brings the extra traffic in.
Right.
Yeah, when the customer comes to them.
I think it's okay.
So we've had a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion?
I think we're just overstepping, trying to dictate what happens.
We're trying to protect people.
We're trying to protect, but we're saying that there has to be a road association.
No.
And some people aren't going to put in a road association.
Then they can't dispense from that property because it's on a private road.
Right.
It allows an option.
Most of them don't want to anyway, especially if you have a bigger grow. They don't want people coming in and out of there all day long. But for the times, for the exception to the rule, I think that this gives us the right to regulate it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's okay the way you suggested it.
Yep. Okay,
so all in favor of accepting 1022B, number 8, as written?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, what else we got?
1022C.
1022C.
I think that's just there. I don't think there's any proposed changes for that. I just put the whole 1022.
Okay.
So see it all as one.
Well, there's something down at the bottom here.
Yep, for definitions.
Right.
Oh, that's a def. Okay, yeah. You want to add those definitions, right?
Yep, to separate a home production being 30 plants, and that a production facility, we add and or a caregiver license by the state of Maine for a 500-foot canopy grow.
These shall be considered a commercial use. Okay.
Which puts them to the planning board for review.
Right. So for 1022C. We got medical marijuana home productions, growing, cultivating, processing, and or storing medical marijuana by a registered marijuana caregiver licensed by the state of Maine for 30 plant at his or her primary residence as a home occupation use.
That isn't, that what you're reading there is in the definition section.
Right? Yeah, Article 12.
Right. So it's really Article 12. The change is Article 12. Right?
Article 12, okay.
And I agree with it.
What happens if the state changes the rule of 30, brings it down to 25, or adds to 40? So we might want to add, or do we want to add reference the state rule here?
No, we may want to be more restrictive than the state allows.
Can we? Well,
we can be more restrictive, but not.
We could be. Yeah, that's a good point.
I think we should probably leave it as is, and if they do change, we'll go back and revisit that.
Okay.
Because I'm sure if the state's going to change, they're going to tell everybody, you can only grow 25 plants now, or you can grow 50, or...
Right.
And if they allow 50 and we say 30?
It's 30.
Still okay.
The people with the 50 need to come to the planning board, that's all.
Yep.
And I think they should.
Okay. All right.
So, I'm going to make a motion to accept medical marijuana home production as it's written, as we read it.
Paul, second.
Paul, second.
Is there any more discussion?
No.
All in favor of accepting that?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so then we go to medical marijuana production facility. A building used for cultivating, processing, testing, storing of medical marijuana and/or distribution by a medical marijuana caregiver at a location which is not the caregiver's primary year-round residence or the qualifying patient's primary year-round residence, and/or a caregiver licensed by the state of Maine for a 500-foot canopy grow, these shall be considered a commercial use.
So we're basically adding a little more definition or making it...
Well, we're distinguishing the 30 plant caregiver as a permit I can issue to the 500 square foot canopy as a permit the planning board has to issue. Mm-hmm. They have to come to get it.
Yeah, or non-primary residence grow facility.
Right.
Or their qualifying patient's primary year-round residence. So if they're growing it at their patient's residence, it's a facility? Is that what?
Yeah, because it's not there.
They don't own it.
Yep.
I can't build a grow room in your house and call it a home production.
Right.
Okay.
And or Carolina, state of Maine.
I don't see any problems with that.
Okay, well, I'll say we accept medical marijuana production facility as read and written.
Second.
Is there any more discussion on it? All in favor of accepting it?
Aye.
Aye.
I think we did some good.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll work. What's our next step now? We got to have a
public hearing.
We have to send it to the Board of Selectmen.
Yeah.
To see if they will put it on the warrant.
But don't we have
to have a public hearing at least 10 days before the vote.
Before the vote.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So
and normally we would have a public hearing before we vote to send it to the Selectmen, but there's no time.
Right.
So if when we have our public hearing, we won't be able to change anything.
Okay.
So if we get a big...
Yep.
All we can do is our best.
Okay.
It's worth a try.
So do we need to vote to send these to the selectmen, or we all...
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a motion for a vote to send all these changes to the selectmen for review. And if they accept them, to schedule a public hearing.
Second.
For this June
election.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Who seconded?
Me.
Joe did.
Yeah, and this is to meet the for that to pass. It's got a. Oh no, that's a petition.
Okay.
Yeah. We should get a good turnout in June. I mean, I would prefer normally to go to November if we had a choice, but we should get a good turnout because there's primaries. There's a Republican and Democratic primary.
June 14th.
Yeah, that's true.
So mm-hmm. Plus for governor, so that ought to bring out some people. And plus there's also a select board vote, so that should bring out some people. So hopefully we get enough people. I mean not enough, but I'm just saying I hope we get a bunch.
Well, I hope we get a big voter turnout. That way they don't feel it was slow.
Yeah, through. We're not.
That's
the only thing I will say. I don't think if one of these doesn't pass, you can't go back. You got to wait 6 months, which prevents it from going in November.
Yep.
I believe. That's the way I'd read it. So that's a little bit of a downside, but I would like to get some of these through because we've had issues with these things. So this would be helpful, I think.
But each change is going to be an individual.
Yes.
So it's not all or nothing.
Maybe not, like, we voted on each section in 1022B.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to break those up and just have it all be one vote. The definition, it should go together, because if it, say the definitions don't go, get passed, then
The rest of them are moved.
Right, okay.
So it should all be together.
Three different, each section will have, it will be a vote.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have, see what happens.
Did you guys vote it all in favor to send it to the
Yeah.
Yes.
So we do have a main town and city, if anybody wants it.
Oh, here's one, sharing code enforcement. Did you read that?
In your hands, Don, you got it.
I'll take it.
Yours, Don.
What the heck? Oh, whoever brought that.
Okay, so it doesn't look like we have anything else.
Do we have anything coming in? Any subdivision?
Look at my crystal ball.
Nothing's coming yet.
Nope.
Nope, and for our next meeting, I guess we'll be working on the ordinance if we can.
Yeah, I think, well, there's some other issues we were going to start looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, this, these are good for, and then there's some stuff we can clean up.
Mm-hmm, yeah, some changes in the
Have you heard anything about the ordinance review committee? Is it starting to get activated or not?
What, the review committee of one person?
No, I thought they were going to have a couple more, but I know people applied.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
Anyway, okay.
So I'm going to make a motion that we close this meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All that want to stay?